Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. This is Gigi Stanley, your host with the most happy talk from coast to coast. Happy Talk Radio is a family-friendly engine designed to help elevate mind, body, and soul in the totality of happiness with you in mind. Did I say you in mind? Today, Happy Talk Radio is going to introduce you to another way to sound it out. So, have you ever slammed someone in poetry? Were you nice about it? Well, at the Macon Film Festival 2018 this past Sunday, August 20th, the film Don't Be Nice was slamming and won Best Documentary Film. This film was produced by Nicole Melnichuk, Coral Atkinson, and directed by Max Powers. This film is on the radar. It is about a team of young New York City slam poets who find their voices as they compete for the national championship during the summer of 2016. Need I say more? Well, I could, but I want you to hear the story directly from producer, writer, director, Nicole Melnichuk. Welcome to Happy Talk Radio.
Hi, Gigi. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for being my guest. Today
I'm happy to be on the show.
Great. Well, we want to know more about you and this film, Don't Be Nice.
Absolutely. You know, your whole introduction has just put a big smile on my face. I mean, I think so much about why myself as an artist is involved in what I do is I just want to spread inspiration wherever I can. I mean, I run the Bowery Poetry Club in New York City, and seeing the poets who come through has been so inspirational to me. It led me to want to make this film. And so anyone who gets to see this film, I think, will feel that inspiration that I felt.
So what is the origin of the Bowery Poets?
So Bowery Poetry Club is a live performance venue in downtown Manhattan. And it was started in 2002 by Bob Holman. And Bob Holman is known as the person who's really popularized and helped to turn slam poetry into the international art form that it is today. So there are hundreds of teams of poets across the country that do slam and then participate in the national championships. And so Bowery Poetry Club is one of the centers of slam poetry in the country. And I've been running it since 2015.
Now, you have a degree in sociology from Wesleyan University, and you attended the National Institute of Design. How did all of that come about from sociology to now filmmaking?
That's a good question. Well, you know, a lot of sociologists end up as filmmakers and documentary filmmakers, especially because sociology is really the study of groups of people and how groups of people interact. And I think that same curiosity that gets people into sociology applies to documentary filmmaking. And for me, the group of people that I'm looking at is slam poets. So as producer of this film, you know, myself, Max Powers, the director, Cora Atkinson, co-producer, David Lieberman, Nathan Punwar, editors, we were all really just so curious and interested to look at slam poets, what they thought, what they wanted to say, and really find a way to spread their messages to the world.
Now, you have the Bowery Poetry Studios. So are you training the artists? Okay. And so you have them go out to compete?
So Bowery Poetry Studios is our new division of our nonprofit that we just opened this year, and it's our media production company. So we have Bowery Poetry Club that's downstairs. It's a beautiful performance venue that's been open since 2002. And we saw that so many poets are now turning to the internet, to YouTube, to spread performance videos of their work. And we wanted to help poets and help artists spread the word about slam poetry. So we opened Bowery Poetry Studios. We made this documentary film. And we're actually getting ready to launch a new online video platform called Slam Find. And it's going to be an app you can get in the App Store for iPhones, Google Store for Android. And it's going to be filled with the best spoken word, slam poetry, performances, and video content from poets all around the world. So we're really trying to, you know, take poetry from its hidden locations in clubs, cafes, venues, and we're trying to find a way for poets' messages to spread.
So how frequently do you meet with the group of students? On a weekly basis?
So at Bowery Poetry Club, we do about 6 shows a week. And each of these shows has a different host, has a different group of poets that perform. And every Sunday and Monday night, we have an open. And that's where a lot of the slam poets come through and perform. So we really give a lot of opportunities for poets to perform in New York City.
So, Nicole, what are they slamming?
Well, the thing that I love most, I'd say, about slam poetry is it's a completely personal expression. You are hearing from a poet directly what they think and feel. There is no barrier between you and their words. They are slamming their thoughts and feelings directly at you. And in 2016, when we shot this documentary, a lot of the poets were slamming about very personal stuff and also personal stuff involving identity, involving gender, involving race, involving family. I think a lot of poets are really trying to express what's going on in their community. So almost the news figures of their community in a way. And then poets are also really trying to express their place in their community, their place in society. And a lot of poets are activists and want to challenge conventional ways of thinking about race and gender and all of the different forms of oppression that one can find on one's shoulders.
Well, you know, you just mentioned in terms of the artist expressing oneself in their community and their society, but also within themselves.
Yeah.
You know, great expression for the actor, for the poet. So
absolutely.
I know you have a demonstration of Don't Be Nice clip that you would like to share with us so that we can see what was it being slammed in the film.
Sure, yeah. So I'm going to play about a minute and 30-second clip from the film, and it's of a poet named Noel Quiñones, who's an Afro-Latino poet based out here in New York City. And so let me just set the scene a little bit. A lot of the movie is really about the writing process, and there are two coaches, Lauren Whitehead and John Sands, who are trying to get these their team of poets to dig deeper, to look deeper within themselves. And in this scene, Noelle is testing out a poem for them, and they're encouraging him to really go deeper into his performance of the poem. And this poem, he is talking about his own Afro-Latino identity and how his family doesn't want to accept the way that he is portraying his African-American side. So the first voice you'll hear is the coach, John Sands, encouraging him to, when he's performing the poem, to think about the people that are talking to him. So you're going to hear him embodying a number of different voices of people in his family who are talking to him and giving him different messages. So this is a minute and a half poem by Noel Quiñones, and it is in our film, Don't Be Nice. Let me just cue it up.
What's the title?
The title is Don't Be Nice. Let me put this on. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm going to live and die on your ability to change entire personality, intention, momentum, every line.
First of all, man, is this enough? It's barter for that American talk. I heard you like the way it speaks English. I tried to steal it once, but my family got there first, man. When you going to cut your hair? You know we left the Bronx for a reason, and now you want to look like them. What I tell you about stealing, next thing you know, you have corn rolls. And if you ever get corn rolls, I'll never speak your name in this house again. Of course I know Puerto Ricans come from Africa. I know that. That's why I frame the history of our last name on the wall. Isn't it beautiful and bleak and half a bloodbath amnesia? Remember how important it is to know all of your history? Heard you calling yourself Afro-Latino now. How's that working out for you? I mean, I'm just confused. I don't know where all this black stuff came from. Yo, you can say the N-word as long as you say it with a Spanish accent. Oh my God. I love it when you speak Spanish to me. Please speak Spanish to me. Well, I'm not fluent. I'm still learning. This is a sentence. What a word. My friends call you my Latin lover. That's okay with you, right? Every day since we've been together, I ask myself, where did you come from? Where did you come from? Where did you come from? You should go back to where you came from. You ever been baffled by your own Spanglish? How hard it is to be a smudge shade and a real color, real. What? No. What did you say? Are you trying to tell me something? Are you trying to communicate with me? The first word of your poem was in Spanish. So I tuned you out. Great.
Beautiful work today, dude.
So that was Noel Quiñones doing his poem Carving Tuning in our documentary Don't Be Nice.
Oh, that sounded great. So you think he was doing that in love? He was sharing all that information in love? Can you be nice and still do it in a loving way?
That's a very good question. I mean, when I think about the title, Don't Be Nice, I think about the meaning of it being that you should be truthful, that you shouldn't sugarcoat things just to say what people want you to say. You should say what you truly believe and truly mean. And I think when you're speaking your truth, you are speaking from a loving place.
I like that concept. Well, right now we are going to take a break and listen to a little music, but first I'm going to give a quote from a filmmaker, and maybe this applies to you. Intuition is the key to everything. In painting, filmmaking, business is everything. I think you could have an intellectual ability, but if you can sharpen your intuition, which they say is emotion and intellect joining together, then a knowingness occurs. And that's what we just heard. Am I correct, Nicole?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think poetry is so much about tapping into your intuition and letting the words flow.
Well, now we're going to listen to a song called Never Again. And I think that this is music that is, has the same theme in terms of don't be nice in love. Never Again.
Wonderful.
You're in love with me. Together we'll always be loving each other right, kissing and hugging oh so tight. You say that our love is strong, but honey, there's one thing wrong. You are a married man, wedding band on your hand. Oh, I know you do care, but I just can't bear loving you, you loving me, never again. Me loving you, you loving me, goodbye my friend. It just can't be there. You loving me, me loving you, not under this condition, really. This love should never be. Somebody rescue me from falling in love, from falling in love too deep. Again, you've done gone and lied. Never apologize for your dishonesty. You won't make me cry. Oh, I know you do care, but I just can't bear loving you, me loving me, never again. Me loving you, you loving me, goodbye my friend. And it dawned on me that this love won't last, leave it in the past. Face reality and just move on. It's a part of your deceptive game. You say you love to play foolish games every day. Oh, I know you do care, but I just can't bear me loving you, you loving me, never again. Me loving you, you loving me, goodbye. Me loving you, you loving me. Me loving you, you loving me. Never again. Me loving you, you loving me. Me loving you, you loving me. Never again.
Welcome back to Happy Talk Radio. This is Gigi Stanley, your host with the most happy talk from coast to coast. We have a very special guest here with us today, and it's Nicole Melnichuk, and he is talking about his infamous film that won the documentary best at the Macon Film Festival. Okay, Nicole.
That was a beautiful song.
Please share
song.
With
yeah,
us.
I your, enjoyed listening to that.
Well, I
Who
have a confession. That's my song.
That's your song?
That's my song.
That's incredible.
I'm an artist,
incredible.
Too. I'm an artist, too. I'm
wow.
giving you a confession.
Please.
Well, anyway, we want to talk more about Don't Be Nice, because that
Absolutely.
Song really fit into your model. It fit into your model.
Yes.
So that's why I wanted to
Absolutely.
Share it. Yes.
Absolutely.
So tell us, what was your experience at the Macon Film Festival with all of the, I guess, collaboration?
Absolutely. Well, I had no idea what to expect. I'd never been to Macon, Georgia before, but I'd heard the festival had a great reputation. So when I found out that I got there, booked my ticket, and arrived, and, you know, I was just immediately given such a warm welcome by the organizers of the festival. You know, they clearly loved the film, appreciated that I'd come down there. And from the organizers to members of the community to people who came to see the film to other filmmakers, it just felt like you were being welcomed into someone's hometown. And a hometown that just was passionate about film and passionate about connecting with filmmakers. So for me, it was, I'll tell one story that I think defines how welcoming the community was and what a great festival. So after we won the Best Documentary Award, I was letting some of the Macon Festival team know that I really wanted to try peach cobbler because I'd heard that Georgia was really known for peach cobbler. But I hadn't been able to find any. And so Ruth, who runs PR for the festival, Ruth Sykes, a wonderful, wonderful woman, started calling all of the different restaurants in town asking if they had peach cobbler. And then her friend Candace found a place called S&S, and they just pulled up the car. We jumped in. Kathy drove us there. We got out at S&S. We picked up some filmmakers along the way, and it turned into 10 of us running in and ordering 10 orders of peach cobbler and vanilla ice cream, shoveled it down. It was delicious. And then we ran back to the festival to pick up our awards. So it was just,
S&S always has good food.
Oh my God. What an amazing place. So I felt so honored to be a part of the festival and really hope that I can come back.
Yes, absolutely. So tell us more about what is your vision, or what does the future hold for Don't Be Nice? Is it in any other film festival?
Absolutely. Well, if any of the listeners are in the Atlanta, Georgia area, we actually have two screenings coming up, which I would love to invite you to. The first is at the very prestigious Bronze Lens Film Festival. And our screening happens this coming Sunday, August 26th at 2 p.m., Auburn Research Institute Library. And that festival, Bronze Lens, has chosen our film as the cinema and social justice film of their festival, along with a short doc called Emmett Still. And our producer, Cora Atkinson, is going to be there representing the film, doing a talk back. So if you're around the Atlanta area this Sunday, please come and see the film. And then we just found out we got into the Atlanta DocuFest, which happens September 13th to 15th at the Synchronicity Theater. And our film is going to play, it's going to close out the festival, playing at 9:15 p.m. on Saturday, September 15th. So this Sunday and then September 15th, two opportunities to see the film. And I really hope some of you listening will check it out.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, I will definitely, if I am available, I will be there. I would love to be there. I lived in Atlanta for over 20 years, so I'm very familiar with the city.
Well, we're really happy that the film is playing in Atlanta and in Macon, especially because the film actually ends in Decatur, Georgia.
Wow.
In 2016, the national championships for the National Poetry Slam took place in Decatur. So we flew out our slam team from New York City. And they competed. They came into Atlanta and then drove to Decatur and competed in the national championships. So we'd love for the Atlanta area community and poets to come check out the film. I think they'll recognize some venues around the city.
And they will hear this interview and the podcast, definitely. Well, we have about 5 minutes left. Will you share with us the making of this film? What did you do? How did you interview people? Where did you film?
It's been about a 2.5 year process since we started making the film, and it's been just truly a labor of love. I started the film in January of 2016, and Ashley August, who's one of the featured poets in the film, was hosting Bowery Poetry's weekly slam, and she just was doing such a phenomenal job and bringing in the city's best poets that I just knew that we had to create a film about it. And one of our wonderful supporters, Melina Brown, who runs the Radio Drama Network, took a look at the footage we were shooting and gave Bowery Poetry a grant to make this whole film. So that was a wonderful opportunity to be able to do it. I hired a longtime friend and collaborator, Max Powers, to direct it. We brought on the wonderful Cora to produce, and then just started this process of filming for the next 10 weeks over the summer of 2016. And basically that summer, the poets were rehearsing 3 or 4 times a week, performing at least once a week. And so we just always had the camera on them as they were going in the trenches with writing their poems and meticulously crafting every line, every thought that was going into these poems. And that summer, you know, was hot, was politically charged. There were lots of emotions flying, lots of incredible words flying back and forth between poets. So we just got the opportunity and the gift of capturing these poets in the process of creation, of creating this beautiful work. And then the winter came, and it started a year-long editing process because we had over 300 hours of footage.
Wow.
And how do you take 300 hours and make it an hour and a half? And so what we did is we hired some of the best editors out there. We hired David Lieberman and Nathan Poonwar, and one of our executive producers, Chuck Smith, loaned us his basement to use. So we didn't have any space to edit.
Wow.
So we set up computers in his basement, you know, surrounded by his kids' old toys and guitars and books. And there were no windows and there was no bathroom. And we edited about 16 hours a day for almost a year to complete the film. So it was almost like we were in a bunker, and our mission was to find the story, find the stories, and communicate the messages that the poets had given to us with their poems. It was was quite a process.
We have about 2 minutes left, in about 30 seconds. Could you share how are you all celebrating your victory, your success?
Well, that's a great question. I this is one way to celebrate it. I'm really happy to get this opportunity to talk about the film. Cora is shooting another documentary now. Max, the director, and David are editing another film now. I'm pitching another film, so we're all, you know, jumping into new projects. I'd say we'll celebrate this when the film is released to the general public, which looks like it's going to be next year. So I hope you guys will all check out Don't Be Nice. We're online at don'tbenicemovie.com, and the hashtags are at Don't Be Nice, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I hope you'll all look into Don't Be Nice, check out the trailer, and you know, come to a screening and celebrate with us.
Well, Nicole, thank you so much for being my guest right here on Happy Talk Radio. You have been a joy to interview, and hopefully we'll keep in contact.
It's a pleasure, Gigi, and I loved hearing your music. I hope you can send me a link so I can listen to more of your tracks.
Okay, sure will. Well, until
Great.
Next time, until we meet, note that you're always welcome to be a guest on my show.
Well, thank you very much. I'd be honored to come back.
Okay. This is Gigi Stanley, your host with the most happy talk from coast to coast. We had a special guest here who is a filmmaker who won Best Documentary at the Macon Film Festival called Don't Be Nice. And thank you for tuning in to Happy Talk Radio to listen to the good news. Happy Talk Radio, bringing it home.